Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kedushin daf Gimel. Begin four lines down from the top of the Yemen. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, from the first daf in our Masechta. And that is, the Gemara was explaining the first four words, specific terminology of our Mishnah that opened up Ha'isha, Niknis, B'Shalesh, Drachim. So the Gemara explained, why do we say Niknis and not Miskadeshes? So the Gemara explained, because one of the three ways that a woman could be acquired in Kedushin is Kesef, which the Gemara explained, we learn that Kicha from Stei Ephrin, which that is through the Kinyan of Kesef, which in the Torah is called Kinyan. That's why we utilize the terminology of Kinyan, to connote the biblical terminology related to Kedushin. Why is it Ha'isha Niknis, not Ha'ish Kaina? Is because the Sefer is talking about the subject is the woman, that she could reacquire herself in one of two ways, which is not the man being maknet to her, because one of the ways is when he dies, so the subject is the woman. So since the Sefer talks about the subject being the woman, so the Reisha, which the subject could have been the man acquiring her, talks about in the woman being the subject, the way she could be acquired by the man. So you understand why it says Ha'isha Niknis. Then the Gemara continue. But why does it say B'shalish Drachim? Shalish is a Lashon Nekeva. Generally, we learn in terms of Lashon Zachar. It should have said B'shalish Drachim. So the Gemara answered, no, because the next word we wanted to say was Drachim, which the Gemara explains can be either feminine or masculine, depending on the content. And since the content, as we just described, is the Isha, so therefore we utilize the terminology of Lashon Nekeva of B'shalish. So the Gemara said, fine, we understand why you're using Shalish, because you wanted to say Drachim, but why do we say Drachim? Say B'shleisha Dvarim instead of B'shalish Drachim. So the Gemara said two answers. Either but we wanted to say Drachim because one of the three ways of getting engaged to a woman is through Bia. And Bia, as we brought up Pasig, is referenced as the terminology of Derech. And moreover, even the other two Kinyanim of Kesev and Shtar, since their ultimate purpose on some level is for Bia too, and Bia is called Derech, that's why we use the terminology of Drachim. And since we're using Drachim, that's why we say Shalish. Or as the second Teretz of the Gemara, which is what we're continuing on, that theme is, says the reason why we said Drachim in general in context to Kedushin, in regards to all three types of Kedushin, is because there's a certain Derech that applies to Kedushin, like Reb Shimon said, and that is a man seeks a woman to get married to get engaged to, and it's not the woman seeking the man, where the man on some level is looking for his Aveda, because the woman came from one of his Tzalois, as Hashem made the woman from him. So that's the Derech for a man to seek a woman, Kikach Ish Isha, not that a woman be taken, not that a woman go ahead and take for herself a man. So that's what the Gemara answered, that the word derech connotes that there's a certain normative process. So the Gemara brought other questions to say that, so then we're going to go through other Mishnahs and see, whenever you use the term drachim, why does it use that terminology? Obviously, it should connote a certain normative practice, which the Gemara had answered. Now, on that, the Gemara continues asking with other sources in Mishnahs that it also used the terminology of drachim, and therefore the Gemara inquires, what normative practice is being included over there that you're saying that we'll say drachim and not, let's say, Devarim, which could be another terminology being used of things. Why you say drachim if that connotes certain normative practice? As the Gemara says, now this we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim that says, Kai is a certain type of a creature that in halacha it's doubtful if it's a chaya, which is a wild animal, or if it's a behemoth, a domesticated animal, which have different halachas if it's a chaya or behemoth. Now we're in doubt. So the Mishnah Bikurim says, yesh by drachim, there are certain approaches, certain, and specifically the word says drachim, certain ways, and the reason because is since we're in doubt, we have to go stringently in either regard. So in certain ways, shavah l'chaya, we'll say that it'll be comparable to a wild animal and have the stringencies of a chaya, where when you slaughter a wild animal, you have to do what's called kisur adam, you have to cover the blood, which you do not have to do by a behema. And v'yesh b'drachim shavah l'behema, and there are certain areas that will consider it similar to a domesticated animal, where behema, its chaylev, its certain fats are forbidden, which is not the case by chaya. V'yesh b'drachim shavah l'chaya l'behema, and then there are certain ways that it'll be have the stringencies of both a chaya and a behema, where for them to be kosher, you have to slaughter them, so to the kai. And v'yesh b'drachim, there are certain ways, she'ena shavah loy l'chaya v'loy l'behema, that's not like a chaya or a behema, and it's going to have the stringencies more than either one of them, because you're not allowed to mate this kai with neither a behema or a chaya, because it might not be a behema, so it can't be with a behema, and it might not be a chaya, so it can't be with a chaya. That's what Mishnah says over the Bikurim. asks the Gemara in Nisni Devarim, why does it say that in throughout that Mishnah says there are certain ways that it's similar to those things? It should say that in the with these things is where it's similar to them. Why say drachim? You said drachim connotes certain normative practice. What does that mean over there in regards to that Mishnah over there? This suha ditnan. And moreover, another question on this answer you had given is regards to Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says, zu achas min hadrachim. This is one of the ways that the divorce document that a man gives to a woman is similar to the emancipation document that a man gives to his slave, which is, as that Mishnah is referring to over there, that if someone brings a get, isha, or a get shichur from Medina Siam, from overseas, so they have to say, b'fanei nechta, in front of me, it was written in front of me, it was signed, as the Gemara teaches there in the first paragraph of Masechtas Gittin. Ask the Gemara, nisni devarim, why does it say this is one of the ways? It should say this is one of the things that they're similar to. You said drachim comes to connote a normative practice. What would that mean in that Mishnah? So Ella, rather, because of these two questions, the Gemara says, similar to the answer we were giving, just amending it a little bit. And that is, kol hecha de'ika plukta. Wherever there is differentiation in the ways of that thing, in other words, that in this way it's similar to this thing, but in another area it's not similar to this thing. So for example, let's say the halacha of our Mishnah, where we said that Isha is nikness b'sholish drachim. Yes, they would use drachim because it is a certain normative practice, but specifically there's another variable involved, that it has to say that in this way it's like it, but in another way it's not. So for example, let's say chuppah, if one does, which is under the wedding canopy, that's not going to be kaina for Isha in Kedushin. So in regards to our Mishnah, the reason why it uses Durachim is because in these ways, a woman could do Kedushin, excluding something else. So to, let's say, the Mishnah that we brought from Masech de Zavim, that we said that there are seven ways that we inspect the Zav, is because that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's only those seven ways that we could inspect if it was an Einis, something beyond his control that caused the Ziva to come out, but it's excluding something else that would have forced the Ziva to come out, that would not purify him from his Ziva. So too, regarding this Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that we just brought from, where it said that it's in these ways that Get Nashim is similar to Shechur Avadim, because it's excluding a different way that they're not similar. So for example, let's say someone says to a Shliach, give this Get to my wife. And similarly, if let's say he tells a Shliach, give this Shtar Shechur to my Eved, there would be a discrepancy. Because by Get Isha, he could retract if he didn't give it to the woman yet, but you cannot retract regards to the Get Shichur, because that's based on the halachic principle of Zachan Oyla Ad Mishlei Befanav. It's a merit for a slave to be freed, unlike the woman, so by the slave, the Shliach already was Zeicher for him. So, and that's what the Gemara is saying. When there's differentiations and divisions in what we're comparing this to, Tani Drachim, that's when we say ways, because there's many different ways. So in these ways, that's when it applies, because it's excluding some other way. But whenever there is no differentiation, that's when we say things. So that's what the Gemara is answering, where our question was, why do we say drachim? And that's why we're saying shalish. Because again, whenever you say drachim, as we brought rayas from Sukkim, it depends on the content of what you're discussing and the content, the subject. And now Mishnah is woman, feminine. That's why we say shalish. But why do we say drachim? So the Gemara first tried to say because it connotes a certain normative practice, but then we have certain Mishnahs, as we just brought, that don't connote certain normative practice. So that the Gemara is explaining that all these five Mishnahs, including our Mishnah, when we say drachim, because it's coming to say that it's in these ways, excluding some other way where you would think it would apply, but there actually is some difference in regarding to other ways. And the Gemara says, dekenami. Actually, the answer we just gave is very precisely so to say that actually when there is no differentiation, then actually we don't say derech and we say davar. Because the Tani say, we learned at the end of the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim that we quoted on the previous daf, that the Tanakhama holds, that an esek tree is similar to a fruit tree in three ways, and similar to yarakas, to herbs, in one way. So it says ways. But if you look at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Rebbe Elazar, I mean, he says, esek shavah le'ilan, he says, an esek tree is similar to a fruit tree, l'chol davar, for everything. He doesn't say l'chol derech. Shmamino, you can infer from there. That's actually, you see from that Mishnah itself, where the Tanakhama used the terminology of derech because there's divisions, there's differentiations. Yes, in these three ways it's similar to the fruit tree, but in another way it's similar to a yerek. So when there's divisions, we use the term derech. when there's no divisions, then we use the terminology of davar. Like Rabbi Elazar says, it's all similar and there's no divisions, so then they use the terminology of davar. So again, that's the answer of the second teretz of the Gemara. That's why we use in our Mishnah derech, because I wanted to tell you only in these three ways can you be mekadosh the isha. Unlike another way, what it's coming to exclude, there is differentiation. And since we have to say derech, that's why we use shalish lashon keva, because derech always depends on the content of the subject matter, which defines then if you're going to use feminine or masculine, and by us, it's feminine. Now the Gemara continues to ask on our Mishnah. So we understand all the four words we discussed so far, why it says ha'isha, niknis, b'shalish, drachim. Now the Gemara asks in general to that statement, minyan de resha, the numerics, the metrics of the resha of our Mishnah, where it says that a woman is acquired in three ways. Lemutema, what's that coming to exclude? In other words, why do you have to say in three ways? You're anyways going to say kesef shtar bi, and we know how to count that it means three. Why specify that it's these three ways as if it's excluding something else? And minyan is a sefer. So too the metrics of the sefer, where it says that a woman could be acquire herself back from the marriage that she had in two ways, which was when the husband dies or divorces her. Lemutemai, what's that coming to exclude? Why do we have to say a number? Just say she could acquire herself, as the Mishnah does say, with Mises Abal or Gerishon. So the Gemara explains, Minyana de Reish Lemute Chuppah. The numerics of the Reish's halacha, telling us that it's only in these three ways of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia that a woman could be acquired in Kedushin, is coming to exclude the halacha of Chuppah, which is, of, let's say, the father gives over his daughter to a Chuppah and the wedding canopy into the husband's domain for the purposes of Kedushin, she would not be Mukadashas Lakach. In other words, although the Chuppah could create Nisuin, but Kedushin, it does not work. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that it doesn't work. Now the Gemara asks, however, Rav Huna, but according to Rav Huna, which is brought later on, Daf Heyman Aleph, the Amma that he says, Chuppah Koin Mikal Vochem, he says that Chuppah for sure would acquire a woman in the halachas of Kedushin from a kavuchaymer, as the Gemara there will explain, because it works in Nisuin, so for sure it's going to work in Kedushin, so lemute mai. According to him, what is the number coming to exclude? It's not coming to exclude chuppah, because although we don't have to mention it, because actually we know it from a kavuchaymer, so but it's not excluding it, so what is the number coming to exclude? So the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, would be lemute chalipin. It's coming to exclude the kinyan, the acquisition of chalipin, which literally that means to say an exchange, which generally the common custom is to do what's called kinyan sudr, which is a kerchief that one just customarily gives the other person a kerchief, which that creates some type of a halachic transference, which that allows the kinyan, the acquisition of what's being acquired, to work. So that says the Gemara. So we would have thought to say, since, as we mentioned before, which we will shortly explain, that how do we know that a woman can be acquired through kesef, which is one of the three ways of kedushin, is because we learn out the word taking from marriage, from engagement, from the word taking by the purchase of the field of Ephraim, and over there it was with money. So we would have thought to say is that we're learning out acquisition of a field to the halachas of acquiring a woman. Now, ma'asod de mekani b'chalipin, so then take it one step further. Just like a field you could acquire through chalipin, as Rashi brings a pasuk in Rus, that says, v'yishlaf na'ali, he took off his shoe and they exchanged hands with the changing of the, giving over the shoe, just like the kerchief, and that was to acquire a field. So to afisha namikan mechalipin. So too, if we're learning at halachas of acquiring a woman from acquiring a field, so to a woman you should be able to acquire with chalipin. Kamash malan. That's what the Mishnah is teaching Korn Traf Hunda when it says in these three ways kesef shtar and bia, but you can't do it with, if let's say you gave a kerchief, that wouldn't help to acquire the woman. That the Gemara asks, why? Ve'imachanami, say that, yes, you could acquire, just like you learn that isha from a field for regarding kesef, regarding money, so you should learn that regarding chalipin too. So that the Gemara says, no, because chalipin isnu b'poches meshava pruta. The halachic principle of chalipin, of exchange, works even for something that's worth less than the lowest denomination of money. As the Gemara tells in B'metzia Mem Zayin Mem Aleph, that you could acquire with a vessel that's not even worth a shava pruta. Now, but for isha b'pachis meshava pruta, but regarding acquiring a woman with something less than the value of a pruta, on that the Gemara continues in Amud Beis, loy mekanya nafsha. She would not acquire herself to a man if he's giving her something less than even the shava pruta, because it's embarrassing, it's degrading for her to say, oh, that's what I'm worth, that's what you're acquiring with, something less than the shava pruta. Now, therefore, as Rashi explains, that nullified the entirety of the kinyan of chalipin regarding kedushin, even if he would ultimately want to do chalipin with her, with a vessel that is worth a shava pruta, if he would be doing it through the mechanics of chalipin. Unless, if what he's giving us is worth a shavapruti, he would be doing it in the context of the terminology of a kinyan, of an acquisition, or through taking, or through kedushin, hariyat mukadeshesli, and it gives her a ring, so then it would work if it's at least worth a shavapruta. But if he's doing it in the context of, let's do chalipin, even if it's worth a shavapruta, we don't allow the kinyan of chalipin. That's why we couldn't learn that from Sada, because since in principle, chalipin works even less than the shavapruta, that would not be comparable to a woman, because a woman would never acquire herself to a man with something less than the shavapruta, so that whole kinyan, in principle, doesn't work regarding kedushin. So again, either it's excluding the halacha of chuppah, or according to Rafun, it's excluding the halacha of chalipin wouldn't work. Now the Gemara continues, minyana de seifa lemu'te mai. So then what is the number by the seifa where it says that there's two ways she could acquire herself back from her husband? What's that coming to exclude? Now, the Gemara says, Lemu'te chalitza. It's coming to exclude the halacha of chalitza, which is what's known from the halacha of yibum. When a man dies without any children, then his wife, if she wants to reacquire herself back from the yavam, not to be engaged with him, they do this procedure of chalitza, which is to take off his shoe, and then she spits and they say certain passages. That's a way for her to remove it. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that a regular married woman cannot reacquire herself from her own husband through chalitza. Now, why do we have to say that? Because I would have thought to say, that we should learn that for sure it could work for a woman to reacquire herself from a regular marriage as a kavochemer from the halacha of yavama. Because my yavama, if we find by this woman who's a yavama, with again from her brother-in-law, she cannot leave that zika bond that she has with her yavam with a get. Whereas the Gemara teaches us later on this paragraph of Yudalam and Aleph, because it says in the Torah, v'chas of law, save increases. It says that when one wants to divorce a woman through a get, it says that you write for har, which the Gemara says, har sounds like it's excluding someone else. The Gemara tells us, v'loy li yavama. That is because that's only for a married woman, but for yavama, you cannot divorce her through yibum, through get. You could only do it through chalitza. So if we find by yavama that you cannot divorce her through a get, yaitza b'chalitza, but you could divorce her, It even works. It's so strong, even for Yavama, that a get doesn't work, chalitza works. So Zusha Yetzibah gets, so regarding a regular married woman where even a get works, Einadin She Yetzibah Chalitza, wouldn't it be Kavuchaymer that chalitza should work? Kamashalam, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no. For a regular married woman, it's either the husband's death or through a get, but chalitza wouldn't work. The Gemara asks Be'ema Hanami, but say it should work. Seemingly it's a valid Kavuchaymer. So the Gemara says, yes, but Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, that if a man wants to divorce a woman, if it's not through death, he writes for her a sefer krisis, a document of severance, which that tells us it's only sefer karsa. It's only a document that could sever it, the end of acha karsa, but something else, like removal of a shoe and doing this procedure of chalitza, of spinning on the floor, that cannot sever the bond between the husband and the wife. That only works in the context of yibum, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude when it says she acquires herself in two ways. It's excluding the halacha mechanism of chalitza. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. It says, okay, so we understand all the words and we understand the whole statement of the number of ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. Now, then it said, what are the three ways? So one of them is bekesef, with money. So as we mentioned before, the Gemara is asking menalon. So here is the primary place where the Gemara really, you know, delves into what the source of it, that a woman could have kedushin to a man through money. And on Daf Bezim and Aleph, we only brought that in, incidentally, just because we wanted to explain why does the Mishnah say the terminology of Isha Niknis when it should have said Isha Miskadeshes. So we said because of that one of the ways is Kesef, and as we explained that one of the interpretations of how we know the kinyan of Kesef for a woman is through and there we see that it's called kinyan. That's why we said in the Mishnah the halachic terminology of niknes, not miskadeshes. But here's really where the Gemara discusses and says, Menalon, where do we know that a woman could be acquired in kedushin by her husband through money? That's question number one. The su, moreover, next step on this, the Gemara asks, how did not this, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Ksubais, and the reason why it's bringing in over here, because according to the Gemara's first interpretation, well, we're actually going to answer both questions with one answer. We learn the Mishnah Masechet Ksubis that says, Hav zakai bebita bekudushael. A father, he merits the rights in his daughter's kedushin, whether it's bekesef, if it's with money. In other words, if the man is getting engaged to this man's daughter by giving her something worth money, and that's how he's getting engaged to her, that money goes to the father. or bishtar. Let's say if he's getting engaged to her in the other way through a document, the father could receive the document and that would make his daughter engaged. Or ubibia, which is the father could forcefully give his daughter over to a man to cohabit with her for the purposes of kedushin when she's still a naira, when she's between up to the age of 12 and a half. And the father has all those rights. So again, he could decide which man he can give her over to Bia. He could receive the shtar, and the money that she gets goes to him. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ketubos. That asks the Gemara, Minnalan, from where do we know these two halachas? First of all, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, and also obviously is implicit in that Mishnah, the Mekanya Bekesef, that a woman could be acquired through money. Moreover, where do we know, as that Mishnah in Ketubos adds on another detail, that Bekesef Davuhu, that the money that a girl is getting engaged with, that the father has the rights in it, as that Mishnah teaches over there. How do we know these two halachas? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav explains that we learn that both of these halachas from the following pasuk. Because the Amakra, the pasuk says in Shemais, which this in the context of what's known as a Amohavriya, which is a Jewish maidservant, that is a father has the rights to sell his daughter up until the age of 12 as a maidservant to another man. Now, when she reaches, when she has signs of puberty, of simoni nairis, which is approximately the age of 12, then she leaves the domain, she leaves the slavery that she had up until now by that man. Now, the pasuk says, v'yatza chinam in kasef. She goes out free without any money. Now, the pasuk could have said, v'yatza chinam, she goes out free. We don't need it to say in kasef, that there's no money, because free means no money. It means to say she doesn't have to pay her way out. There's no money transferring happening over here. She's going out free, even no matter what it is. When she reaches 12 and she has two pubic kids, she's going out free. So why does it say in kasef? Rather, it's coming to expound the following halacha. Ein kasef l'adin zeh. Yeah, there's no money when she leaves the domain of this master. Aval yesh kasef l'adin achar. But the inference is what it's coming to teach us. There is money when she leaves a different master's domain. Maniu. When does a girl leave a different master? There's obviously one master in this context of halacha, which is Amahavriya, when she has a master that she's a slave to. Where else does a girl have someone that's in charge of her, that is her master, and that there is money that happens then? Ooh, that's the Av. That's her father. Father has rights over her. When she leaves his domain, which is when she gets engaged to a man, and then there is money, then there is going to be money over there, which is the money is going to go to the father. Although by this master, when she leaves him, she doesn't have to give him money. By that master, she has to give him money. That's where we learn out two halachas. We're learning out, first of all, that there obviously is some type of a money over here when she's leaving his domain, when she's getting married, because she doesn't leave her domain if she's still a minor. When is she leaving his domain when he's a minor, when she's getting married to someone else? And moreover, that it's happening through kedushin, and that it's going to the father. So that's where we learn out actually both halachas, halacha of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Masechta Ketubos. Now, however, on this, the Gemara asks, how do you know that it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to herself, this money. Yeah, we obviously learn out that there's obviously some type of a money over here when she's getting engaged. So we see that halacha of our Mishnah. But how do we know the halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Ketubos that it goes to the father? It doesn't say in the pasuk that b'yatza chinam ein loy kasev, that he doesn't get money. If it would have said that, then I understand you could have inferred, say, oh, yeah, there's no money to him, which is this master, but there would be money to a different master when she leaves from him, which is the father. Rather, since it doesn't say ein loy kasev, it just says there is no money, meaning there's no money with when she leaves this master. But there is money when she leaves a different master. But it doesn't say who gets that money. When she's leaving her other master, her father, when she's a minor, there is money over there. But who gets it? Maybe it's her that gets the money. How do you know it goes to the father? Now that the Gemara responds, hachi hashta, would you be able to entertain that? Aviyah mekabla kiddushah, we know that the father receives the kiddushin. In other words, he makes what's called the chalois kiddushin. He makes the kiddushin take effect, except like it says in Pasuk in Devarim. The father says in a different context, but we learn from there where the father is saying, Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh, my daughter I have given to this man. So we see that he can give his daughter to another man, meaning he can make the kiddushin take effect. He shakla kaspa, and you would then entertain to say that she would take the money? In other words, as Rashi explains, what, for nothing the Torah would give the father the rights to receive her kedushin? Obviously, there would seemingly be some type of a monetary gain for the father. The Torah is obviously giving the rights of the kedushin to the father. Now, why? What does he get out of it? The Torah is obviously giving him some rights, which would be obviously inferring that because he gets the money. So how can you entertain to say that when she's leaving this master, there's money that will go to her? If the father has the rights in her kedushin, obviously he's getting also the money of that kedushin. So the Gemara says, fine, you're right. The ema hanimili, but however, I would tell you that when did the Torah give him the rights to receive her kedushin? Like that pasuk says, "Es biti nesati leshazeh," which of course, if he's getting the kedushin, then he gets the money of the kedushin. But I would tell you that's only kitana, when she's a minor, under the age of 12, deles lo yad lekabel kedushin, where then she doesn't even have her own ability, her own, so to speak, hand to receive her own kedushin, because when she's a minor, she doesn't have what's called das. She doesn't have the appropriate intelligence, the intellect, to become engaged. Now Rashi points out one thing, although that the pasuk that we brought is actually by the halacha of Maitzi Shemra, where we said that the father has the rights in receiving her kedushin, because he said, "Espiti nisati lishazeh," where he's saying that her husband's claiming that he didn't find her virginity, and he wants to get out of the marriage that way, and the father's saying, "It's not true, I gave my daughter over, and she was a basula." Now Rashi points out, that pasuk is actually talking about a naira, not just a katana, because now the Gemara is going to try to make a differentiation and say, oh, maybe he only gets the rights in the kedushin and hence the money when she's a katana, which is under the age of 12. But the Gemara is going to say, who said that he gets it when she's a naira between the age of 12 and 12 and a half? And that asks Rashi, but that pasuk itself that's proving that the father has the kedushin is where he says, "It's biti nisati leshazed," says that the penalty that this husband has by being a mitzi shemra, by making up false lies about his newly wife, says, "Venosnu la'avi hanaira," that he has to give it to the father of the naira. So obviously we're talking about a naira, and that Rashi is not a difficulty, because truth is, you could say that that case is talking about, yeah, now she's a naira, when he's making the libel against her. But the father had engaged her when she was still a minor. So yeah, speaking of sati lishazeh was when she was still a minor, so since we see that he can get her engaged when she's a minor, then he would get the money when she's a minor. But ask the Gemara, Aval Naira, but when the girl is a Naira, she's over the age of 12 till 12 and a half. The Isla Yadla Kabba Kedushin, where then she has her own ability to receive her own Kedushin, because once she brings two pubic hairs over the age of 12, she's considered like an adult for every halacha, for whatever punishments, a violation of halacha, for monetary law, whatever she purchases, whatever she sells is valid in halacha. So maybe in such a situation, I would tell you that both points apply to her. First of all, takdish ihi nafsha, that once she's an adult already, she should be able to make her own kedushin, and hence the second variable would be true also, but tishkol kasban, that she should take her own money. The whole reason why you said that when she leaves this master, that there is money, that we asked, let it be for her, you said, no, it has to be for the father, because the father has the rights in her kedushin, then therefore he's for sure getting the money from it. Maybe that's only told when she's a minor that he has the rights in her kedushin, and therefore gets the money. But maybe when she's a naira, when she could have her own kedushin, then maybe she actually makes her own kedushin, and then she gets the money. Why are you saying that this halacha is that the father has the rights in Mishnah Maseches Ksubis is even when she is a naira? So that the Gemara answers, Amakra. So we'll prove to you that the halacha that the father has the rights in his daughter's kedushin, that he gets the money even when she's a naira, is because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Binureha Beisavia. In her youth, when she's a naira, she's in her father's household. Which, what the Gemara is expounding this is that as long as she is a naira, she is by her father, which means kol shvach ne'urim, all the profit that she has when she's a naira that comes to her is lovia, goes to her father. That's what we learn from that pasuk. We see binura beisavia, whenever she's a naira, she's in her father's household. And that tells us that even when she's a naira, the profit that she's getting from her kedushin of kesef is going to go to her father. Now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, but then regarding the following halacha, that Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Minayin Shemaisa Bas La'av, where do we know that a daughter's earnings go to the father? When she works, she makes money, where do we know that it goes to the father? So he said, Shenem, because it says the pasuk in Shemais, Chiyimker Ish as Bitoy La'am. The pasuk says that when a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant, now that word La'am is superfluous, because it's talking about, the context over there is talking about the sale. Obviously, he's selling her as a maidservant. What is a lo'ama? So the exposition of that is that we're comparing his daughter to a maidservant. Now, more, as Rashi points out, it must be talking about, when we're comparing the halachas of his daughter, of her earnings, to the profits he has from by a maidservant, is talking about his daughter that's a naira. Because if we'd be talking about a minor, a girl, his daughter under 12, we wouldn't need a prove that he gets her earnings from an Amma, because if he could sell her as an Amma, which he could do for his daughter under 12, for sure he gets her earnings, because he owns her. He could even sell her body, he could sell her whole essence. For sure he's going to get her earnings. So obviously what we're trying to compare and understand her earnings from a comparison of the Pasuk to as the Pasuk says, Bitoi, to the word La'ama, must be told about a daughter that he can't even sell as a maidservant, which is when she's over the age of 12, when she's a Naira. And yet the Pasuk is comparing it to an Amma, to tell you, Ma Amma Ma'isei De'al Rabba, just like a maidservant, whatever earnings she has goes to her master because she's a slave to him. Af Bas, Nama Ma'isei De'al Lavia, so to a daughter, her earnings go to her father. That's how Rav says, we know this halacha, that the earnings of a daughter, even as a Naira, goes to her father. On that, the Gemara asks, based on what you just said, typically, Mibinureha Beisavia, why did Rav have to go fish for a specific limit of earnings of a Naira? That we know it from this pasuk of comparing Bitei La'ama. You could have learned it out that all her profits are learned out from Mibinureha Beisavia. You said, based on your interpretation, that it says whenever she's a Naira, she's in her father's household. That includes every profit that she has, not just her earnings, whatever it's going to be, like we said in our context regarding Kiddushin. So Ella, Rav the Gemara says, obviously what you have to say from what you see from Rav's halacha is that you cannot learn from there. Why? Because actually that pasuk is not talking about, as you wanted to say, that all the profits that she has when she's a Naira, that's saying that she's in Beis Avia. Because actually you need that pasuk to teach regarding the actual context what the pasuk there is talking about. Because that pasuk of Binareh Beis Avia is Bahafaris Nedarm Hudachsev. It's actually in the context of the ability of the father to nullify his daughter's vows. So it's telling you a specific halacha and not regarding any profit that a girl has when she's a Naira to go to the father. That's why Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, didn't learn out the earnings of a Naira going to the father from that pasuk, rather from a different pasuk of Kiyim Ke'ishas Bita La'ama. So David the Gemara refutes our interpretation too. So Hachanami, same thing is regarding our halacha of Kiddushin. It also is not applicable because Ba'afaras Nadar Mudasiv. The pasuk is told about nullification of a daughter's vows regarding that. When she's a Naira, then she's Beis Avia. But the question then comes back, so where do we know that the Kedushin of a Naira, even that Kesef Kedushin goes to the father, who said, maybe Espiti Nesati L'Isha Zez only when she's a minor, and it's that monies that for sure, of course, then go to the father, but when she's a Naira, which she could receive her own Kedushin, she's an adult, maybe there the money goes to herself. Then when she leaves that master, actually it wouldn't go to the master, it would go to herself. Now the Gemara says, if you're going to say, you're right, that pasuk of Binareh Beis Avia is talking about Hafaras Nadar, the father's ability to nullify his daughter's vow even when she's a Naira. So you'd say, maybe we could learn out the halachas of money of her Kedushin from the halachas of her vows, where just like the father has control over her vows when she's a Naira, so too we would say that he has control over her Kesef Kedushin when she's a Naira. And that the Gemara says, no, because Mamayna Mi'isru Loyal Finan. You cannot learn out the halachas of monetary law from prohibitory law, which actually we see that from Rav Huna and Rav's halacha too. He didn't learn out Ma'is Yedaha for the daughter when she's a Naira from the halachas of Afaras Nadar, because they're different halachas. This monetary law and this prohibitory law, you can't learn out one from the other. Now, so the Gemara continues trying to entertain V'chite Menelef, and if you're going to say we learn out that regarding, which we're trying to figure out, her Kesef Kedushin when she's a Naira, Miknasa, from the monies of penalties, which is, if let's say a man rapes her or seduces her. The pasuk tells us that Oynes Mefata has to give her father Chamishim Kesef, 50 silver coins. So we see that even when she's a Naira, that it goes to the father. So too, you would think to say that the same thing would apply to the halachas of Kesef Kedushin. I think Gemara says, no, Memayin Meknasa La'yafinan. You cannot learn out the halachas of regular monetary law, which is what Kedushin is, from the halachas of penalties, which is because a knas, a penalty, is entirely a chiddush. It's a novelty, because the halach of einus mefata is not real damages. It's something that, it was a penalty that the Torah imposed upon the mi'anis, the rapist, and the seducer. Now, you can't learn out from a chiddush, from a novelty, because it has its own novel halach, it's applicable to it. So therefore, the question is still around, where do we know that the kedushin of a naira goes to the father? So the Gemara continues entertaining. It says, if you're going to entertain to say, let's learn it out from the halachas of embarrassment and deficiency, which the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Ksubos Mem Amud Beis, there's what's called, there's five types of damages that apply. nezik, tzar, ripui, sheves, baishim, when the person damages another person, there's many different areas that you have to compensate the person for. Now, the Gemara in Ksubas Mem Beis tells us that when a man rapes a woman, if she's a minor, he has to give the baishis, the embarrassment, and the begam, the deficiency, to the father. Now, those are not penalties. Those are real damages. A person's embarrassment, the value went down. That's real damages. Where there the halacha is, that even when she's a naira, he has to give it to the father. So maybe that's where we would see an area of monetary law that the daughter, when she's a naira, goes to the father. So too, that's where we would know kesef kedusheho, but naira goes to the father. I think Gemara says, no, you can't learn it from there either. Shani b'ishis begam, those halachas of the embarrassment and the begam that happens by einis and pitui, that it goes to the fathers, because davu is shaykh begavayu. The father's invested in that. And that is, he has a portion in those rights that he's actually getting a loss. What's the loss? Is because it is within the father's wherewithal. And as Tesis talks about this, where although we were entertaining to say that when she's a naira, she could do her own kedushin, but on some level, the father also still has those rights. So when she's a naira, the father could have capitalized on her embarrassment and her deficiency and would have made money from that. Because if he wanted to, he could have given her over in marriage to a menuvel, someone that's repulsive, or mukeshchin, that's full of boils, where he can get a lot of money from such a person who he can't get such a normal wife. And this guy will get that benefit of his daughter's baishis and begam by marrying such a person, where he would be getting money from that. Now, when this man rapes his daughter, he's losing that money because he's degrading her, and now there's not many suitors that's going to want his daughter because of what this man did to his daughter. So since the father's invested in that, he actually had some shares in his daughter's baishis and begam. So yeah, there it makes sense that when there's baishis and begam, which he's now losing, he cannot capitalize on the baishis and begam because this guy, so to speak, stole the baishis and begam, that okay, there would make sense that the father would get that because it's his loss on some level. So that's why over there he gets it. But where would we say that the same thing would apply to Kesef Kedusheha? Where do we see that he has any rights in that? We don't know that he has ownerships of that rights to say that there's actually something of monetary it's really that he owns that, to say that he gets that. So rather the Gemara says that we're going to go back to the first pasuk that we had originally addressed. We said that how do we know that the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father, moreover that even when she's a naira? We said because it says v'yatzachinim ein kasef. When she leaves this master, there's no money. But when she leaves another master, which we said is our father, then there is money. Now the question that we had, however, which sent us looking for other sources, was okay, there's money, but maybe that money goes to her, especially when she's a naira, when she could make her own kedushin. Maybe then the money goes to her too. So that the Gemara says mistabra. It's logical to say that it's the father getting it and not her. Why? Because dechikoma mamayit. When we're excluding the leaving of a woman through erusin, through engagement, from the halachas of when she leaves as a Jewish maidservant from her master, and it's coming to say that over here there's no money, but when she leaves through engagement that there is money, and that is, as we continue on top of Dalam and Alf, that it's Yitziyah Dekava Sokamamayit, that is coming to exclude an analogous type of leaving, which is when she leaves through engagement, it should be exactly how she leaves as a maidservant from those halachas, which tells us that there is going to be money. Now, moreover, take it one step further. Just like when she leaves as a Jewish maidservant, when we say there's no money, who's not getting money? Why should she get money when she's leaving as a maidservant? What it's coming to say is, let's say she was sold for a lot of money, and one assessed that, okay, that will be 10 years worth, but she brought simanim, she became an adult, she's leaving. So we're saying, and what? And she doesn't have to pay the money to the one whose domain she's leaving from. That's what the pasuk is obviously coming to say. So, and that's what the Gemara says. That's the same thing when it's excluding, but that a different master that she's leaving, that there will be money, which is when she leaves to Erisin, that it's coming to say that there will be money to the one that she's leaving from, which is the father, meaning that he will get the money. Unlike the other master where he will not get the money. So therefore, that's where we know the source from Yatzachinim Enkasev Adon Zeh, V'yashkasev Adon Achar, that when she gets engaged as a Naira, that's going to the father. Now, that the Gemara asks, B'havo Leidam Yahayitzi, it's not really true. The whole source has a flaw, because it's not exactly similar, the leaving of when she gets engaged when she's in her father's domain, Lahayitzi, to the leaving when she leaves as a maidservant from her master. And therefore, how can you say that it's the Yetziyah of Erusin that we're coming to exclude from the Pasuk when it's not even analogous? Because Hasam over there, when she's a maidservant, Nafkala Mishus Adin Lagamri, she's totally leaving his domain. Siya, I have nothing to do with you anymore. Now, but Vahach over here, by the daughter, when you're saying it's coming to include the Kesef of Kiddushin, which we have to recall that Kiddushin is just the first phase of marriage, Akati Mechser Mesira L'chupa, they're still lacking a second phase, which is when her father gives her over to the chuppah, which is Nisuin. She hasn't yet totally left her father's domain. Because in regards to her earnings, in regards to, let's say, she dies and her inheritance, the father will still get it until she gets to Nisuin, to the chuppah itself. So how can you compare saying that, oh, b'yatzachim in kasav ladin zeh, b'yash kasav ladin achar, they're not comparable. There it's totally leaving, here it's not totally leaving. Because he still has the rights in his daughter. So how would you say that regarding the kesef kedushin, that's where we learn out that this kesef to the father, when it's not exactly like that ein kasef leaving that master? So the Gemara says, you're right. She doesn't totally leave, but in regards to a certain area, she is leaving the father. Because b'afaras nedarim mi nafkala mishus, in regards to the father's ability to nullify his daughter's vows, she is leaving his domain, meaning that he cannot anymore be the sole arbiter of nullifying her vows. Because the nun, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Nedarim, says Naira HaMayrasa, a girl that's a Naira, that's engaged, which is exactly the case that we're describing regarding when she's a Naira, Aviya Ubaila Mafin Nedarim. Her father and her husband are the ones that nullify her vow. So you're right, although it's not totally leaving, but on some level she is leaving. So since there's a leaving, just like over there when you leave that master, then there's no money to who? To the master. Here when she's leaving, as a Naira, where she's leaving in regards to the halachas of Mefaras Nedarim, that he can't be the only one that it has the ability to be Mefar Nedarim, so to when she's leaving, which then there is Kesef, because that's through Kedushin, then there is going to be money to the master. And again, that's the source to answer both the question that we had, how do we know that there's Kedushin by Kesef? We know it because we learn out that when she leaves her father's domain, not through becoming an adult and not through a begeris, but rather through engagement to another man, that then there's money, because that's how a woman gets engaged, is through kesef, that then we're saying that then there, although from the amavriya, there's no kesef, but a different leaving that there is kesef. So that's how we know that she leaves through kesef, which is through kedushin. Moreover, we know the halacha Mishnah Masechet Ksubis, that who gets that money, it's going to be the father. Unlike that master who doesn't get money, this master does get money. And again, that's how we know the halacha that there's kesef, Kedushin, which is regards to halacha of Mishnah, and that even when she's in Naira, since that's when she's leaving on some level from her father, that the kesef kedushin goes to her father. And that is because it's obvious, as we said before, regarding the father getting the kesef kedushin when she's a ketana, we wouldn't need to know that, because that we know from his speaking nesat leshazeh. So rather, if we're having a source that tells us from this other limud of yatzachinim and kesef that the father will get it, it must be referring even beyond that, even when she's in Naira, it's even at that point that we're saying that there's going to be kesef la'adin achar, which is going to be the father, again, because, as the Gemara discussed, of course she's not leaving totally his domain, but it's a qualitative that the Gemara had entertained to say that, qualitatively, she's not even leaving at all, and that we're saying that there is some qualitative leaving of the father, even by kedushin, which although for other areas she's not leaving at all until nisuin, but in regards to the Faras Nedarim, there is a leaving that she had in regards to that he's not the only one that can be made for her neder.